Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, December 2nd, 2021. According to RBB reporting, several hundred federal police officers searched around 41 properties in Berlin, Potsdam, Spremberg, and Sondershausen yesterday morning, centering on Berlin. The investigators are focusing on 18 German men and 23 pregnant women with Vietnamese citizenship. It's alleged that the men acknowledged paternity of the unborn children in exchange for payment. The federal police are conducting the investigation on behalf of the Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office. At its center is a 52-year-old Vietnamese woman living in Berlin who is suspected of having mediated false paternity acknowledgement in 36 different instances. According to RBB, some of the alleged fathers are homeless, drug addicted, ill, or have already been in conflict with the law several times. One man is also said to have been violent towards children in the past, and another is even a convicted sex offender. Investigators believe that the men are not the biological fathers and have no interest in caring for the children. Rather, their interest is centered on a profitable transaction. For the acknowledgement of the pseudo-paternity, they are paid by the mediators between 3 and 6,000 euros in cash. The Federal Police Inspectorate in charge of the investigation remarked that the mediators themselves demand between 5,000 and 10,000 euros as a fee from the mothers. An employee from the Berlin Youth Protection Department told RBB that the problem of bogus paternity has long been known in Berlin's district offices, particularly in Lichtenberg and Marzahn-Hellersdorf, where most of the fictitious fathers reside. The business with the recognition mediation is professionally organized. The Vietnamese women come to Berlin already pregnant with the help of criminal trafficking organizations, where they first go into hiding, only to report to the State Office for Refugees in the 8th month of their pregnancy. After their reported arrival in Germany, the mediator then arranges for the bogus father and the recognition of paternity. Acknowledgement of paternity by a German gives the child residence status and the right to German citizenship after birth. Moreover, the Vietnamese mother also receives a residence permit because she provides care for the child. If the alleged fathers do not have an income, however, no support can be demanded from them. The women and their children are therefore entitled to financial assistance from the youth welfare offices, which, according to Youth Protection, is a financial burden for the municipalities. This is not the end of the smuggling business in Berlin. In the next step, many women who arrive in Germany this way later bring their Vietnamese husbands and, in some cases, their joint children to Germany as part of the family reunification process. But as for the one child, the bogus father remains responsible to the authorities as the father, even if the women are married and have other children with their husbands. Registry offices, youth welfare offices, district courts, and notaries are responsible for certifying paternity. As RBB 24 learned from circles of authorities, the investigations against the 52-year-old woman also involve several notaries from the Berlin area. The Berlin Foreigners Authority already pointed out possible cases of abuse to the Berlin Chamber of Notaries at the end of 2018. Around 200 questionable certifications are said to have been made by a notary at that time, and the Chamber of Notaries responded by issuing a handout to its members to identify possible false paternities. In Berlin, the president of the Court of Appeal and the president of the regional court are responsible for the control of the notaries. Since 2017, there are said to have been at least 6 disciplinary proceedings at the Court of Appeal due to, quote, abusive paternity acknowledgments. Such cases are not recorded statistically, and no information is available on the outcome of the proceedings, as they are, quote, individual personnel matters. Back in 2020, the Bundesrat approved a proposal from Nordrhein-Westfalen for a law to prevent abusive paternity acknowledgments. The proposal landed in the Bundestag in November of 2020 and is before the relevant committees there. In June of 2021, 12 out of the 16 German states voted in favor of legislative reform to prevent the abuses at the Conference of Justice Ministers. In a resolution, they then asked the Federal Minister of Justice and Consumer Protection, in cooperation with the Federal Minister of the Interior for Construction and Home Affairs, to draft its own bill to remedy the situation in a timely manner. Thousands of Vietnamese, including many young women and minors, have been trafficked into Germany via Eastern Europe in recent years. Here, they can often only live illegally and must work off the costs of their journey, up to 20,000 euros, plus the costs of false paternity. The searches on Wednesday are part of a series of raids by the federal police and authorities in Berlin and other federal states against these Vietnamese organizations that make their money with smuggling, labor exploitation, drug trafficking, forced sex work, and the procurement of bogus paternity. Intensive care physicians in Berlin and Brandenburg have appealed to the population and politicians to make greater efforts to break the fourth corona wave. According to their appeal, otherwise, intensive care treatment will not be able to be maintained at the current level for much longer. They are urging citizens of both jurisdictions to minimize contact, get vaccinated or boostered, and wear FFP2 masks. Addressing politicians in the healthcare system, the appeal stated, quote, make the necessary decisions immediately and without further delay, unquote. The president of the German Association for Intensive Care and Emergency Medicine, or DIVI, Gernot Marx, called the situation in ICUs critical. He explained to RBB InfoRadio that despite planned measures, the number of COVID-19 patients is expected to rise to about 6,000, more than last winter. And at the same time, about 4,000 fewer intensive care beds are available because of the nursing shortage. In light of the corona situation, Marx therefore called for nationwide contact restrictions to be imposed quickly and, if necessary, a three-week lockdown. Marx's predecessor Uwe Janssens expressed similar views, remarking to Radio 1 that the point is not taking away citizens' freedoms, but interrupting the chains of infection. Berlin's acting mayor Mueller said he assumes that the federal and state governments will decide on uniform nationwide measures at the Conference of Minister Presidents later today. The S-Bahn in Berlin is feeling the effects of high sickness rates and are now having to deal with the consequences. On several lines, increased services have to be canceled during rush hour, and on weekends, some lines have to be canceled completely. Starting today, the S1, S3, and S5 lines will be affected, where the weekday rush hour reinforcements will be canceled. The S-Bahn emphasized that a 10-minute interval between trains will remain, however. Moreover, this coming weekend, lines S26 and S45 will not run at all. With the canceled S45, there will also be one fewer connection to BER. On the following weekends, in addition to these two lines, the S85 will be canceled as well. The changes are expected to apply initially until the end of the year, and according to the S-Bahn, service will be cut by about 3% as a result of the cancellations. The self-driving minibus project on public roads in Tegel is being extended. According to the Transportation Authority, the three electric buses will now be in operation until June of 2022. However, to avoid corona infections, a maximum of 3 passengers instead of 6 will be allowed to board them. The pilot project is designed to improve automated vehicles' ability to recognize their surroundings. The goal is to one day incorporate highly automated electric minibuses into regular public transport operations. The project is funded by the German Federal Ministry of Transport, with the Senate Transport Administration in charge. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.